B-Pod Studios.
Let's bring in the man who you see on Quick Slants and covering the Eagles when they do have a season, Derek Gunn. He joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Hello, D-Gunn.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
We're doing good. How you doing during this? You know, for you, you still got some football news that you can talk about. So that's got to be refreshing.
It is. To be honest, from a selfish standpoint, it's great being at home with the family. I have a 15-month-old grandson now, and he's just the life of the party, so I get to spend a lot of time with him. I'm getting a lot of honey-do list things done that I had a legitimate excuse to put off indefinitely because of football. But now I'm getting that itch. You know, you start to get that itch where I want to be at a practice. I want to be putting a microphone in front of a player's face talking X's and O's. While I'm enjoying it, you start to get that hibernation fever to get outside again.
Well, yeah, we actually had a theme of this last week on how the folks have to live together, the husband, wife, the fam, cloistered, and how that's working out. How are you negotiating those rough waters?
I don't negotiate anything. I just do what she tells me to do. I'm trying to keep peace in the house, man. I do get tired of getting reprimanded. Hey, you didn't put the towels away. Hey, can you put the dishes where they're supposed to go in the drawer? Can you do that? I'm like, okay, all right. So, I do get reprimanded every now and then. But you know what? For the most part, it's cool. Everybody has their space, and we're cool.
All right, now, before we get to the Eagles, I know the story of your daughter's wedding, unfortunately, you could not get to it, right? And did it have to be canceled?
My oldest daughter was supposed to be married on Friday, March 20th. So the majority of our guests, over 200 guests that were coming in to town, were either flying in from across the country or driving in from various parts of the country. So the Monday before the wedding, we were expecting it, anticipating it. We get the call from the venue in Maryland that, hey, you can only have 10 people at this. So we immediately say, that's not going to happen. So me and my wife and my daughter and my future son-in-law, we sit down and we hash this out. And we arrived at the decision that they're still going to get married on the 20th. And so my wife, who is an associate pastor at our church in Hocassin, Delaware, she married them at our church that Friday in front of like 15. Yeah, so we did break a code. So if anybody's out there looking for me, we did kind of break a code. We had like 15, 18 of the closest family and friends who live right here in the Delaware, Pennsylvania area, witness it. So they did officially get married. Now the venue, the tuxedos, the food, DJ, catering service, everything is already paid for.
Oh.
So we've just pushed the big bash back until June 21st.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that, man. You had the bob and weave in that kind of a situation. All right. Let's talk about the Eagles. Obviously, they did a couple things. Hargrave, they brought in Slay. So you're great so far on what they've done.
I'm going to give them a B right now. They needed a D tackle since they didn't bring Jernigan back, and they got a pretty good one in Hargrave. Everybody was talking about Byron Jones. When you looked at a Byron Jones situation, you knew what kind of money he was probably going to get. And so while the Eagles did have a desire to get him, he was just a little bit out of their range. So they got Darius Slay. When I look at a Darius Slay, I think he's one of the best one-on-one corners in the game. He can play the bump and run. He can run with most wide receivers in the National Football League. Very sound technician, very smart. And when I look at the young guys that they have coming back, the Cravon LeBlancs, the Vontae Maddoxes, guys like that, I think Darius Slay is a great addition for those young guys to learn from.
All right, so what do you see happening here? Like, what else is going to happen? We kind of look at it and go, okay, they're very optimistic here with Mills and McCloud at safety. They did get a starting corner, but now they're putting a lot of stock in Vontae Maddox. Where do you see them looking at to improve?
They're going to definitely look to add more depth, probably at the cornerback safety position. Number one priority is the wide receiver. They want to get one of these young receivers that they can build on and let Carson grow with in the future as well. And I do think that second round pick, you could possibly get a starter at linebacker. When I look at the Eagles' priority list, it's wide receiver. Right now, wide receiver, linebacker, then cornerback. And I think that's the way they're going to go in the draft. They may flip-flop the linebacker, cornerback thing in that second round, depending on what name and what type of player is available. But I think that's the way they're going to go in the draft. They're pretty much done with free agency. They may try to pick off a lower-tier free agent to help fill some voids at depth at certain positions. It could be a linebacker. It could be an offensive line again. But I think for the most part, they're focusing everything right now towards the upcoming draft.
How about running back, backup quarterback?
The backup quarterback situation, now you're going to say I'm crazy. Don't be surprised if Josh McCown comes back again. Now, he would be your third-string quarterback. They brought Sudfeld back for 1 year. Doug Peterson likes the quarterback room that he has. Sudfeld's 3 years into the system. He and Carson Wentz have a great relationship. Carson has a lot of respect and a lot of admiration and surprisingly learned a lot of things from Josh McCown in 2019. So the Eagles are hoping that McCown comes back as the number three, but obviously he wouldn't get on the field. He would be more so of a coach/quarterback to kind of help further develop a Carson Wentz and Nate Sudfeld for that matter. But that's not to say they may not look at a quarterback in the latter rounds. Just to bring in, like they brought in last year, the kid didn't stick. But right now, the way the quarterback situation is, if they can get McCown back in here, Doug Peterson will be real happy with his quarterback room.
Yeah, I would not, but that's another matter. I really think that whole thing. Whatever, don't get me started. All right, so let me ask you: what you're hearing, are they likely to trade up? It is a deep wide receiver draft, but you have to trade up to get the top three ranked guys. Do you see them doing that or staying there 21st and the kid from LSU will be there?
You know what? Being at 21, when you look at the depth of receivers they have in this particular draft, is not a bad spot to be. You know, there's two or three so-called elite wide receivers, and there's a whole bunch of very good wide receivers. But as you know, Mike, at any position, and in quarterback included, just because you're a first-round pick doesn't mean you're going to be an instant hit in the National Football League. You've seen bust across the board at certain positions and certain names that you thought were going to be bona fide, consistent starters or stars in the National Football League. But from what I'm told, the Eagles have been inquiring about possibly moving up, how much they would have to get up, because now that instead of having 8 draft picks, they're down to 10 draft picks, they're down to 8. Right now, and how he's committed to building a younger team, as a lot of teams continue to do across the National Football League, it would be based on how much they would have to try to give up, which would help determine how far they could move up. If they have their eyes set on one or two guys, you're going to have to move up. Is Howie willing to give up that much to move up to get one, just one guy? That remains to be seen.
What do you think, Woody?
I think Howie. He loves the wheel and deal. You know this. Uh-huh. He loves the wheel and deal. He's always looking to make a deal, always looking to do something out of the ordinary that we're not expecting. So I think he's going to examine this as thoroughly as possible and try to move up to get maybe that one particular guy they want. But if it's too much, he'll back off and stay at 21 because, again, 21 is not a bad spot to be in.
Last football question for you, and then we'll get to the rib paper. Malcolm Jenkins, the situation. What was your reaction to it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm not surprised because I knew once Malcolm stood in front of the media and said that he's not coming back to play for the same money in 2024, the Eagles, I knew shortly after that the Eagles were not going to buckle and give Malcolm what he wanted. It was just a matter of waiting to see who was going to call whose bluff first. And then when the Eagles finally said, you know, we're not going to pick up his option, that opened the door for Malcolm to do what he did, which was to go back to New Orleans. Malcolm Jenkins is going to be difficult to replace. We can all say he may have lost a step, but what he gave this team in terms of versatility, in terms of just knowledge and teaching, how much he taught these young guys, you just don't replace that. We're going to see how much it hurts him, obviously, once the season begins. But I'm not surprised one bit that the Eagles didn't buckle and give in to Malcolm's demands for more money.
Do you think he was wronged in the light of last year? You know, he was going to hold out, and then the conversations with brass, you know, just play. And I think he was under the impression they would eventually take care of him. Was that wrong?
No, I mean, think about it. The last 2 years, the man didn't miss a snap, and he's, what, 32 years old?
Uh-huh.
The man didn't miss a snap. He was the brain. You look at what he did for that secondary in 2018 when it was decimated. He held that thing together, and he went to the coaches, and he said, we need to simplify this so these kids can play more instinctive football instead of trying to second-guess all the time, which is hurting their overall play. Once they simplified it, Malcolm was like a teacher to these young guys. He helped the Avante Maddoxes, and these guys will tell you first and foremost what Malcolm did for them. And then again, it carried over into 2019. He came back and played. He didn't gripe about money. We all know how players will bring up money when they're frustrated and unhappy about their situation. Malcolm deflected all questions about his contract. He went out there and played, didn't miss a snap. Now, we've seen since, what, the last decade and even more so, players will ask for more money. Some get it, some don't. I think he was within his rights to ask for whatever he felt he deserved to get. And it was up to the organization to say yay or nay, and they decided to say nay on the situation.
They did.
I have no problem with Malcolm. I have no problem with Malcom saying I feel I should get more money. I have no problem with that. It's anything you do, whether, you know, what you do, what I do, we try to negotiate and get all we can while we can. And if an entity is willing to pay us, more power to us. If not, then we move on and we just bite the bullet and continue to do what we do.
So
I have no problem with Malcolm asking for more.
And I don't either. But in the light of what the case you just made for him, shouldn't the Eagles have made the same case?
Obviously, they sat back and analyzed this and decided that, you know, we can move on from Malcolm. We can do some different things. Now, what do? They sign Jalen Mills. They automatically move him to a position he hasn't played yet. We're going to see how that works out. Now, Jalen Mills claims that he is a jack of all trades. He feels he can play anywhere in the secondary. All right, well, you said it. Now you've got to go out and show it to us, because if you don't, you know how we're going to critique you and analyze you. So they feel that they can make this transition and maybe have Rodney McLeod do some of the things that Malcolm did. And we're going to see how that works out for them.
All right, let's move it on to this barbecue caper. I just get to all this secondhand. But I do know that you like to brag about your barbecue acumen. And within the NBC Sports Philadelphia family, they are kind of like they're puzzled by the fact that on one hand you're the barbecue master, and on the other hand they get none of it to confirm that. So, explain yourself here, Mr.
Okay, Gunn. First of all, let me clarify. I don't brag on my barbecue prowess. I just like to share, and I like to talk to people on social media, and they ask me questions, and they share a lot of things that they do. I just like to share. Okay, number one. Number two, there is some truth that, you know, people at NBC Sports have not had a chance to sample, but what's also left out of the equation is that there are some people who have actually got a chance to have some. The Danny Palmels, the Marshalls, Barrett Brooks even. Rachel McCauley, who you guys know used to be a producer for us, they've had a chance to sample these things. I mean, you know what the price of meat is right now, man? I can't feed everybody. Ricky Metallico's had some. You know, now, your producer, Dan Roach, I know he calls me Selfish Island.
He's not happy. He is not happy.
I know.
About this barbecue thing, and neither is Mike Gatti.
Tyrone's got to blast me.
It's what I'm saying. There's a lot of discontentment out there. And I'm thinking that by now, there should have been the D-Gun barbecue backyard thing for the NBC Sports Philly people. Right?
Are you aware of the...
Not now, but like
price,
before or later. I forget the price of meat. You're the master. You got to dig in.
Look, Mike, you understand what I say?
It's your responsibility. I make a lot of pasta. I make fresh pasta a lot. I make fresh pasta. I have people over to sample it.
it's not my responsibility. It's a good gesture, but it's my responsibility.
If you're stepping out, and talking about it, it is your responsibility. It goes to another plateau, and I can see why the coworkers are upset.
Wait, but some of the coworkers have had some. Don't I get any credit for that at all?
Rose said you brought in one rib, and it was bought. What's that? So you're just sticking it to people now when you do that.
There's a lot of exaggerations going on here.
All right. All right, man, listen. You handle that situation. Handle your business within the company, and then we'll talk about that.
But I will say this. I have told the office this summer, I'm going to smoke 6 slabs of rib and bring them to the office this summer. So I'm going to shut up everybody in one fell swoop this summer.
All right. That sounds good. The least you can do. All right, man. Listen, good talking to you. And, of course, Quick Slants is on NBC Sports Philadelphia's website these days. So how's that working out?
It's a little weird, I was off for 10 days when free agency started and when they decided to shut the office down. So we do everything by way of phones or our laptop. So when I finally got back, I was a week behind everybody else. It was a little weird at first, but now it's pretty easy. We just send the clips in. Once we record them on our devices, mm-hmm. we send them in, and our digital people take care of editing them and putting stuff together. So it's a pretty easy process now, but still it's just strange because, you know, when you're trying to tape, in my house, I have a grandson who's yelling. We got 3 dogs, including my daughter's dogs. So every now and then I've got to stop and say, hey, can you put the dogs away? Can you take the grandkid over here for about a half hour? So it's a little different, but it's not bad at all. As of right now.
All right. Well, hang in there with it. Good talking to you. We'll talk later.
All right, man. You guys have a good day.
All right. There he is. Derek Gunn, NBC Sports Philly, the barbecue man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.